Flemington Racing for the weekend with David Gately. Morning, Gator.
Morning, Todd.
Hey, Guy Trash, this horse Craig Williams won on. That was a pretty impressive win. He just sat and he gapped him the last bit.
Look, it was a terrific win. I mean, a lot of us had queries going into the race on this horse at the end of 1,200. He'd never won at the trip. He'd run well to even a horse called Written By. He's been Group 1 competitive. But would he be strong as some of these, at the end of the race? Well, the answer to that was an emphatic yes. He was on the speed. They went hard, about 3.5 lengths above the class average, the first 600, yet he was still the dominant horse late. In fact, his last 200 split of 12-12 was clearly race fastest. The next quickest time, Golden Halo Bams and Fire, were both home 12-32. The overall time of the race was fast relative to the day and the soft five rating track, about 13 lengths above the average. So, look, I have to asterisk that, though, because it was a fast day. Like, every single race was above the benchmark average. So I think the track actually played a bit faster than a soft seven rating.
Yeah, fair enough, because they did scoot. Rubisaki was one who I was very impressed by it, and they're talking Group 1 for that.
Yeah, she's a smart winner. And again, the clock's backed her up here. She's come from midfield with cover. She's won impressively. The margin's significant, 2.25 lengths. She came off a strong speed to run quick overall time. So she was about 9 lengths above overall averages and even 3.3 lengths above the class average. So real substance on the clock. Even lining her up on the day against seasoned older mares like Pop Queen, Mamzelle Tess, the latter being stakes place. They've run similar time, despite a first 800 sectional, some 11 lengths slower. That doesn't happen too often for young horses. So if you're a Rubisaki fan coming out of this, that adds merit to it, I think. And I agree, she looks, if she can keep improving, she looks stakes class, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, I read a report this morning, they're looking to try to step her up. I just like the way she let down the straight, and she really put it, she wanted to race.
Yeah, she's a nice mover, absolutely. And got through the ground well, put them away, and was strong through the line. And again, you're stopping the clock, similar time to seasoned older mares. Okay, it's tail end of the season for a two-year-old, sure. So, you have to factor that in. But it just doesn't happen all that often, so it's a great sign.
Now, Milwaukee, they hit the line. There was just nothing between a swag of them there, but Milwaukee got the money in the third.
Yeah, look, he does have a great will to win, and he needed it there on Saturday. I mean, he was 1,200 back to 1,100, so that was the query I had. Would he be sharp enough for them? Well, he got swallowed up at the 300. He looked gone, but then he came again late and he got the job done. You touched on the most salient point of the race, though. There was 1 length over the first 9 of these. So it was echoes of those old Newmarket sprints up the straight where they all crossed the line together. So it is going to be tough to dissect the race going forward. All we do know about Milwaukee is he's a very good straight horse. He has a great will to win, and he's probably even better suited at 1,200. And the final of this series is at 1,200.
Now, we saw the Rupert Lee colours come out again with ground break and a bit of upside there.
Oh, for sure. It was only first up. It came off a nice trial. I think there have been question marks on this horse's application over the journey. Doesn't always sort of put in, but did on Saturday. Threw along the inside. He coloured them. He's won by 0.4 of a length on the line over More Wanted. Galaxy Raider flashes late. Clear race fastest time, but he's struggling to win. The winner's run good overall time. Again, asterisk that, the day was a faster day, 4.6 lengths above the class average. So a really strong return win. Galaxy Raider stormed home, as mentioned, home 11.96, and a good return from Spring Choice against pretty much the race shape. He's come home 12.36 and about 7 lengths above average last 600. So some good figures for that horse.
All right, and just finally, Sure Knee, that was a good effort too, because it sat back, it did had to make cover ground around the turn and was real strong to the line.
Yeah, that's right, and she gave weight to the boys, which is never easy. She had her 60 kilos and made a move sort of before the turn. I think Craig knew he didn't want to be on the inside section where the winners weren't, and he wanted to put her in the race where she'd been back in past races and chasing and just missing. What she did do, she hit the front, she sort of floated a bit. She hadn't been there for a while, that is, in the front, up front, before the line. So I think she got a bit lost.
Back in 1 second, Gator. Yep. They just said here, Bundaberg, the first. It looks like 3.62 there. Apologies for the line quality. We'll fix that up for you. 3.62 at Bundaberg. Gator, just wrapping up on your last there.
Yeah, I thought Shawnee impressed. And as I was sort of touching on, she got to the front and floated a bit. So she hadn't been there for a while. So I think the win had a lot of merit. Again, strong on the clock and did it with 60 kilos. So a lot of merit to her win.
What was your standout from those that you sorted out?
Look, I think Ribasaki was ultra impressive. It was difficult to not to be impressed with her. Obviously, a horse like Shooting the Mob's building a great seven as well, and a strong return win from Groundbreak. But I think Guitrail was as good as any win on the day. We touched on him in the open in the stakes race. And I think one to follow out of the meeting, perhaps myself and Madrid out of that race. It was a good return. And in the last, a horse called Villamont looks ready for 1600. Yeah, so hopefully a couple of black bookers for your listeners, mate.
All right, good on you, Gator. Have a good week.
You too, mate. Thank you.